was talking about that at all. But now, with the economic times so tough, imagine being a musician having to deal with high food prices and traveling around the country and trying to book acts. In our attempt to sort of get a sense of scale of the economic downturn that's taken place in the United States, we've been looking at a lot of things. And when we thought about fuel prices and this summer, and we're looking at the enormous number of cancellations, particularly of music festivals that were taking place this summer, we thought we'd invite our friend Jack, the Martini Cowboy Grace, who, of course, is a fabulous, accomplished musician, recession-proof musician probably in his own right. He's opened for Merle Haggard, the Oak Ridge Boys, and Doc Watson, and has been with us on The Takeaway a number of times. We want to ask you what the economy is doing to the music profession for people at your scale, at your level.
It's hitting everybody at every level. For the smaller acts and to mid-range acts, it's hitting them to the point where even they used to rely on all the merchandise that they could sell between shows. People are coming to shows now. They don't have any money to buy merchandise.
Because they've spent it on gas.
They spend it on gas, but they still come, but they can't buy anything extra.
And the musicians are spending on gas as well. Wayne Hancock, who's a friend of yours, has a pretty harrowing story to tell.
Oh, he's been. You know, he made a vow at $4.50 to pack it in and not tour anymore. Well, that came and went, and you know, now he's dealing with this sort of situation.
The last time I was spending like $400-$500 on a week for fuel, so it's almost twice as much, right? I know a lot of people are running scared, but we got through the Great Depression. We'll get through this one too. You know, because out here everything is music comes first, right? You know, so you got to keep gas in your car.
Well, that's a very hearty attitude. We said we got through the Great Depression. We'll certainly get through this.
I hear a lyric. Wayne Hancock is a country musician or a bluegrass?
He's a country musician. Yeah. He's sort of like a real honky tonk legend. Like people like Willie Nelson just find him one of the greats out there. Kind of, you know, he should be more well known, but that's the way the industry is now.
Aside from actually playing and consulting here on the Takeaway, you also do booking of acts. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering how that's changed this summer.
Yeah, I booked two clubs here in New York City, and both clubs in the month of August, I've had approximately 7 cancellations, and all of them are due to just people saying, we just can't afford to get there. We canceled the tour. We packed it in.
And around the country, other booking agents?
Oh, yeah. Everybody, well, particularly out west, they're hit really hard because of how far they have to travel between states. Booking agents in Texas, like my friend Nancy Fly, have this to say.
Instead of bands thinking that they have to travel all over the United States to play gigs, they may pick out a territory and play within a few state region. We're going to be able to, over time, see a difference in the different regional qualities of the music. I'm looking for that to be an interesting side effect of the gas price.
So the music of southwestern Missouri one summer, because that's all you can afford to drive around. It's optimistic, but I don't know.
It's optimistic, but there's places like in Wyoming where people used to have to drive 12 hours to get to. These venues can't even get an act to show up anymore.
Well, the legendary Ralph Stanley has a story there. I mean, his tour almost bankrupted him.
Yeah, he went just from West Virginia down to Texas for a few shows. He comes back, and his gas bill was $2,000.
He's a man of constant sorrow. And the sorrow peaks every time he pulls into the mobile station.
I think it peaks for all of us. It's really startling how much it costs to fill up your gas tank, period.
Well, Man of Constant Sorrow sounds like a great top-of-the-playlist suggestion for hard times, and we've been getting tons of suggestions from you at 877-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. Here's one.
I should know to leave them home.
It's Dust Bowl by 10,000 Maniacs.
Oh.
Yeah, a 1930s scene evoked by a 1980s band.
Interesting choice.
Jacqueline told us to stop being so darn depressing. Jacqueline must be a friend of yours, Adora.
Go ahead, Jacqueline. You're looking for those upbeat songs. Let's listen to what she suggested. Charlie Wilcox.
Oh, no, actually
nope.
Jacqueline wanted Curtis Mayfield.
Yeah.
Ha.
This is a great tune.
This is a great song.
Move on up. Is that 70s or 60s?
That's 70s.
That's 70s,
yes.
Right. And it kind of reminds you also of Bennett Like Beckham. Because it was a theme there.
That's an interesting choice as well.
Let's listen to that John Lee Hooker tune suggested by Charlie Wilcox.
I knew there was a Charlie Wilcox in there somewhere.
Oh, there you go.
Need some money.
That's the truth. Well, you know, Dora, the idea is that to see somebody else sad is that then you it makes you feel better about yourself and your own misery.
Oh, it's a compare and contrast.
That's the idea.
There's also a long tradition of rock and roll bitterness about money. I mean, Barbara wrote into our website with this suggestion: a theme song for hard times. She says, "Dire Straits, Money for Nothing."
Yeah. That opens the floodgates of all the different rock and roll money songs. Money, that's what I want.
But you notice something? There's a theme here. Yeah. Our folks who are listening tend to send in songs from the 70s and 80s.
Yeah. Well, that's our demo, maybe.
How about a song from 2000 forward?
I'm surprised we haven't heard.
How about that, folks? 8778, my take. Like to hear a song that was released 2000 or later.
Pick up your axe, Jack. You know, I'm surprised we haven't heard, Take This Job and Shove It yet. I'm surprised. There's an 80s tune we haven't heard.
I was about to say, that's another 80s song.
I'm surprised we haven't heard it.
Well, that's in
but
the 80s.
You had some suggestions that you're going to play live.
One of the ones, to me, is the classic is You Got the Money, I Got the Time. You run short of money, I run short of time. If you're out of money, honey, I'm out of time.
Whose tune is that?
That's a Lefty Frizzell song made popular by Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard.
Another one? Yeah, I think you have one more.
Oh, yeah, sure, absolutely. Yeah. I can always find more of those. Then there's, of course, a classic Hank Williams saying, well, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't find no beer.
I love that when you sing that.
let's bring Adora's wish to come true. Let's make Adora's wish come true
one,
here.
Huh?
All right, here we go. No, it's not from Annie.
So I was going to say, it's still technically from
it's
back
It's not
there.
Annie. That would be Jay-Z and his version of Hard Knock Life.
One of the best covers.
I think anybody listening knows that I'm a big Jay-Z fan.
Take over, we ball blocks, burn them down, and you can have it back, daddy. It is a great version. It's great.
So maybe if you're dreaming of a job, this song would occur to you.
Ah, yes. Dolly Parton has written so many songs.
Yeah, that was, of course, from the movie 9 to 5, but who wrote that tune?
She wrote that song. Everything.
Man. Well, we'll go out on a classic here. Everybody knows this tune.
Money, can you spare a dime? Mr. Waits. Just finishing up a tour in New York right now.
Who wrote Buddy?
I have no idea who this is.
Well, it's Tom Waits.
Okay. You said everybody.
Tom Waits.
I wouldn't be in that group.
The song.
Everybody but Adora.
Well, no. Buddy, Can You Spare a Dime is a classic. Tom Waits is a little fringy.
I think it just created itself on the Bowery back in the day.
Just making sure.
Yep.
We're always on here at The Takeaway. You can find us online, streaming at Friend Feed or Facebook. Come around to thetakeaway.org and visit.
That's a sort of the Tom Waits feel.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I was getting
my voice is like that until Adora, I get in here at 3
in
the morning.
Can you do your Tom Waits, Adora?
I think we're gonna pass.
We're out of here. Jack Grace, thanks for being with us.
Always a pleasure.
Playlist for Hard Times. I'm loving it.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.